And we're back. Shelby County switched sides with Franklin County after the end of the first quarter. Got Franklin County facing second down. Quarterback Sanderson takes the snap, looks to his left. Beautiful pass on a little wide receiver screen. Breaks one tackle after about an 8-yard gain and shifts on out. Looks like maybe
a 14-yard gain.
Yeah, 14 yards. So easily gets the first down, moves the ball over the 50, up to the 40 of the Rockets.
That was a well-executed quick pass and run.
It was, and it's Barrett Sanderson, quarterback for the Flyers, who's number three, I believe, in 4A, with 224 yards of game passing. He's got 1,118 yards and 13 touchdowns against only four interceptions on the year. So he's showing what he can do. It was a beautifully thrown ball.
Being behind by 7 points, though, I think they're kind of thinking more pass at the moment than they outrun.
It looks like they're going to roll the dice and not worry about the weather and just go to their bread and butter and throw the ball.
So rain is coming straight down now. It's been left to right to left. Now it's straight up and down.
It's really coming down pretty solid, too. That's a nice hard rain going on. So we had a penalty, I guess. They backed it up.
Must have been against Franklin.
Didn't see the flag or the call, but regardless, Franklin County was backed up, so that
second and 19 definitely helps the cause.
They're back on their own side of the field, 39-yard line.
Right. Sanders showing pass, throw it to the right.
It's a snap, got a man wide open for Franklin County, and four tackling.
Bad tackling, missed it. Great gain, all the way down to the 41, 42-yard line.
Take the snap, had a little receiver in the slot that just sit right about 6 yards from the line of scrimmage and was wide open. Two Rocket defenders came up and hit him, and somehow he bounced off of them.
Dewan Davis took the first initial shot, bounced off two other Shelby County
just
players,
like a pinball. Thought for sure he was going to be wrapped up for about a 5-6 yard gain, and turns it into
substantial gain,
really big gain, like maybe 20 yards.
Shelby County 41-yard line,
and the shotgun again. Sanderson takes a high snap, fakes the handoff, draws over to the left side.
Loss on the play, good coverage.
Very good defense there. Looks like that was maybe number 42, Brendan Durr, who's a very good-looking sophomore. Tough player. He's been out a few weeks, had an injury, and just came back last week. So trying to get reacclimated, and he's a good-looking sophomore. Could be a real good two-way player. He plays fullback on offense. So we got a loss of two on that. Makes it second and 12. Sanderson in the shotgun, one back.
Need a good defensive stand right here.
Sanderson,
second and long. Showing pass. Really showing
snap,
pass.
Looking downfield the whole way.
Showing pass. Oh, broke another tackle.
Wow. Great coverage by the secondary and forced Sanderson, Barrett Sanderson to dump it down for about a 4-yard throw to his, it was his halfback that peeked out there. And some poor tackling again by Shelby County allows him to get a couple more yards. Going to be short of the first down. Going to be third and looks like about 4, 5.
It's more like 7.
No, it's 7, yeah.
Yeah.
Third down and 7. 10:49 in the second quarter. Shelby County leading 14-7. Sanderson in shotgun with two backs.
Hand off, running left. First down and more. Fumble on the ground. Shelby County play was there first. We'll see if they get the fumble recovery.
So there's the first fumble we talked about with the weather being a deterrent. It was a nice little run.
Franklin County came out with the ball.
Flyers somehow did get on top of that. Shelby County was all over it. Thought for sure they had it. Somehow the Flyers get it. Disaster averted for the Flyers.
Dewan Davis comes out with the ball. That was a huge gain.
That was.
That fumble.
Just an unfortunate break for the defense.
Went forward for Franklin County. First and 10 on the 20-yard line.
Yeah, all the way down to the 20. Two backs by Sanderson in the shotgun. Nice snap. Handoff to the right side running back who runs to the left side of the field. Not much going on there. He did get one good block on the corner and was able to get about 5 yards. It looks
gain of about four.
4 yards. Jordius for Osorto on the tackle. Flyers are knocking on the door. See if Shelby County can shore things up.
The rain and the wind is in Shelby County space right now, Shane.
It seems to go every direction every other time you look at it.
Yep.
Shotgun formation again.
Showing second and four.
Sanderson has that one back to the right.
Showing pass, looking right, throws the ball. Draw pass.
Wow. Well, he threw a rocket on that one. He's got a good-looking arm, throws the ball really well. Ball should have been caught. You have to assume the weather probably had something to do with that. We've got third down. Need a stop for the Rockets here big time. try to hold them to a field goal. I'm not sure if this may be four down territory for the Flyers. Sanderson in shotgun, one back to the right. Gets the snap, hands it off. Zach is hit in the backfield, but broken tackle again. He's able to sneak out to the right side, near side of the field. We got a flag down again, I think. Like he was going to be close to a first down if he didn't get it, but a flag is on the play. Keyshawn Catlett on the stop, number three, the 5'9 junior. Catlett's played really well on defense this year. It's going to be a 15-yard personal foul against the Rockets.
Well, that's got to bring it down to almost a goal line.
Wow, not what you want to see, obviously.
Late hit. Seemed kind of close. It looked like it was a clean play.
Yeah, I have to agree. I may be a little biased, but I have to agree. So that's going to get it down to about the 4 or 5 yard line. Flyers in shotgun, one back to the left to Sanderson. Two receivers bunched up on the right side. Gets a snap, hands it off. Looks like the exact same play, and he's going to be in for a touchdown.
On that play, I have to admit there was a bad tackle on one of the Shelby County players on tackle instead of leading with the shoulder, but Franklin County got it in for a touchdown.
Yeah, pretty good blocking by the offensive line there. Look almost exactly like the same plays they just ran, and just when you're 4 yards away, you don't have to have a whole lot of blocking. So he was able to dance his way in and get 6 points, makes it 14-13 with the extra point loop.
Got a slugfest going on here, folks.
Should be an exciting finish.
Snap. Good.
Rocket spinner laid out and almost got the block, but the kick is up and good and ties it up with 9:22 remaining, 14-14. We got a slugfest going on. We'll be right back after these messages.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
And welcome back to Franklin County, where the score is tied up 14-14 after the Flyers just scored a touchdown. Kickoff goes to Rockets at about, looks like they got it at about the 3 or 4 and trying to get something going on the return. Not much going, though. Trying to see, looks like maybe up to the 16, 17-yard line. I think that was number 2, Brandon Davis, on the return, but it's kind of hard to tell being on the opposite side of the field. Pretty good coverage by the Flyers on the kickoff there. Junior quarterback Tyler Drain brings the offense back out. Takes him 1st and 10 to start with, and can we tell where that is?
They're saying the 13-yard line.
13-yard line.
87 yards. Let's go.
That just helps pad your stats more. Drain in the shotgun. One back goes in motion. Drain keeps it.
Run it to the right.
Quick draw right up the middle and kind of bounce it out to the right. Look about 8 or 9 yards, maybe. Be really close to the first down marker. See where they mark him out at. Another nice hole by the offensive line there.
Good for about 7, showing 2nd and 3.
We'll see if Drain can get the offense rolling again and keep things going. Tack another score on. Currently tied up, 14-14 if you're just joining us.
Get the momentum back.
Drain has a back behind him to the side a little bit. Gets a snap, hands it off. I think it was Manica again. Didn't have anything going. The defense was swarming all over the middle and stopped it for maybe a notable
game.
Going to bring up 3rd down and short, 3rd and 3. Big play here. Need to get the chains moving, guys.
Front line's got a whole big block or a push.
Drain gets a man in motion, and there's a fumble on the snap. Looks like it may have been a little bit high on the snap. I believe Shelby County did recover, but it's going to be a loss on the play. Going to bring up 4th and 4-ish. Not much lost on the play, but Rockets will have to punt. Help on that down. Straight up in the air and straight down. So the high-powered offense for Franklin County will take over at the 47, 53 yards to go. Sanderson's looking pretty good so far when he has been throwing the ball. He only had the one incompletion, I guess, and that was a drop, which is a pretty good ball thrown. Talking about how good Sanderson is with being 3rd and 4A, he's also got a receiver who ranks in the top 4A players, DeMarcus Kennedy. On the season, he's got 20 catches for 311 yards and 5 touchdowns. So, you know, you score a touchdown a game, that's pretty solid.
15 yards of catch, too. That's pretty solid as well.
Not bad. Not sure what we got going on. Holding against Shelby County. The refs are trying to sort out where to put the ball. 8:16 currently on the clock. Tie ball game.
Going to make Shelby County re-kick yet.
I don't know. Did you happen to hear what the ruling was?
I didn't hear what the problem was here.
Well, so we're going to re-kick. A little bit of confusion going on here. But Franklin County didn't look like they were really sure what's going on as well. Got players walking around putting their hands up and not sure whether to come on the field or go off the field.
Got the ball just about the 20-yard line. Fourth and three for Shelby County.
And looks like, yeah, Franklin County just took a timeout. 8:16 to go before halftime. Franklin County going to talk things over. So we'll be right back after this short break.
Mike, why are you wearing camouflage at the office?
It's chicken flage. To protect my Zaxby's boneless wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce. That's two amazing flavor sensations in one. I've got to keep it hidden. Chicken flage keeps me off the grid.
Everyone can see you.
No, they can't.
Oh, hi, Mike. Nice camouflage.
Told you. Everyone wants a Zaxby's Boneless Wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce. Served with celery, ranch, crinkle fries, and a small drink. Try it today and upgrade to a medium souvenir chicken flash cup. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
After the bit of confusion, the Rockets do punt again. And another high kick, no return on the play. It looks like it went out of bounds. Not as good, didn't go as far as the last kick from Edwards. Looks like they're going to mark that out at the 45-yard line.
So it was a 10-yard penalty. The confusion was 10-yard penalty on Shelby County, 15-yard penalty on Franklin County. So it pushed the ball back 5 yards, Shelby County's advantage, but it was still 4th and 6.
All right, so still had to
lost about 10 yards on that kick between where it landed last time and this time.
Yep, right, 10 yards exactly, looks like. All right, so we got the Flyers take over at the 45. Sanderson in shotgun with one back to the left side of him. Hands off to the back, who dances his way up to about the 40-yard line. It's going to be about a 5-yard play. Brings it second down and 5. The Rocket defense seems to be collapsing on the runners quickly after they get it. It's just the little Flyers seem to find these little holes and some poor tackling by the Rockets as well.
A little lunge forward.
Yeah, they squeak out and get a few yards here and there, making it tough. Shotgun formation again, back to the right of Sanderson. He hands off to the back. And pretty good little run to the left side. That's going to be a first down, I believe. Like about a 7-yard gain, maybe, 6 yards. It's going to be good enough for a first down.
Looks like the ball's on about the 34-yard line.
So the Flyers using a little bit of a quick running offense, kind of a hurry-up offense.
A little Shelby County running going on here.
Yeah. Snap. Comes to Sanderson. He drops back to throw.
Deflected by number 27.
Great recovery there. Receiver was open, had a step or two on the defender.
Devontae Chandler came back.
Chandler,
it looked like
right.
The receiver had a couple yards on him, but he came back, recovered well, knocked the ball away.
Absolutely. Timed the jump really good. Got the ball tipped off his end of his fingers and kept would have been probably a touchdown if that didn't happen there. That receiver had him by a step or two.
Run off to the left.
Yep.
Good tackle.
It was a great tackle there. Trying to do a little draw play, seemed to be. Sanderson handed it off, but there was a man on him.
Number 11, tackled by number 11. Great
it's gonna
play.
Going to be Michael Perry.
Yep.
Senior linebacker.
Caught him on the shoe tops.
Good pressure there by the defense.
Third and 10. Shelby County needs to hold here. They need the ball back.
Could be a huge momentum shift here. They get a stop. Shotgun formation again. One back off to the left. Sanderson gets
the
ball.
To the right.
He's got a man wide open. And that is a
completion.
Wow. Great throw. Floated it. He kind of lofted the ball. It's kind of high, but floated it right over there to him. Looked like the defensive back was beat by a step or two and just couldn't get caught up to him. It's going to be a touchdown, Franklin County, and they retake the lead. 6:33 on the clock.
There is a flag on the play.
And there it is. We knew it was coming eventually. I didn't see anything obvious, but we'll find out what the flag was for. They said flag, but they're not doing anything about it. Here comes the call.
Probably be added on to the kickoff somehow.
It's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct on the Flyers, so that will be assessed on the kickoff. Snap good. Kick is good. 21-14, Flyers retake the lead. And I forgot to do it earlier. I wanted to thank our underwriters. We've got Zaxby's and Jacoby Sales and Shannon and, of course, Max Performance. Love what all those guys do for us in Shelby County, and just want to make sure we give them the credit they deserve.
I think Shelby County was a little surprised on that pass. That receiver was kind of wide open. I think they were looking at the run, you know?
Yeah, back-to-back passes, but the defense
That's the first time they've done
it. Right, they were pretty, I don't know if it was slipped on the coverage or what, but both receivers were wide open. We'll see if the Rockets can rebound and bounce back and get some offense going again.
Definitely a slugfest.
Shaping up to be a classic. So we got 6:33 before halftime, right?
Yep. 21-14, Franklin. With the penalty being assessed, the kickoff is going to happen from the 25-yard line, it looks like, on the near side hash mark. Should give Shelby County some good field position.
Absolutely.
There
you go. That could be a pretty big penalty. We'll see what happens
here.
Let's
see how we do here. Pretty good kick.
Not bad. It gets underneath it a little bit. Gets it down to about 20.
He stepped out of bounds.
No, he didn't get out of bounds. Or did they?
Yeah, no.
He
stepped out of bounds.
Yeah.
All right.
So 44, which was Malik Manica, received the kickoff. Right about the 20 or so, and try to stay in bounds.
Put it all the way back to the 15-yard line, Shane.
Wow, the 15?
Yeah.
Well, he tried to tiptoe and stay in bounds on the return, but was not able to do so. No return. First and 10 is going to be on the 16-yard line for the Rockets. The drain in the offense didn't look very good in the last series. Let's see if they can step up and take some adversity and get the ball rolling again.
A little mental error on that catch, so you should have just let the ball go out of bounds. We'll see if we can adjust from these mistakes here and take it to the house.
Yeah, he looked at first like he was going to let it go and then decided last minute to catch it.
A little indecision there.
Just wasn't able to stay in down. Didn't go up by much. The Rockets come to the line. Drain is in the shotgun. One back to the left of him. Wide out.
Motion to the right. Hands off to Manica.
Another big
hole. Up the right-hand side. Long run.
Got a blocker in front
of him. That's the 50. 40, hurdled back it down about the 37-yard line.
What a run. Hurled defender at the 37, goes down at about the...
What 35. A run. That was impressive.
Another nice run up the middle, too. Kind of bounced it to the right, but that hole was basically right there in the middle. Strong blocking by the O-line again. So Manica with another big run. We've got, Manica
on the 30, shown on the 37-yard line, first and 10.
Receiver goes in motion. Drain gets the snap, pitches back to the receiver in motion on a little end-around play.
He got some coverage on that. He didn't look like he had much room, but he made the most of it.
I thought for sure he was going to be stopped for a 2 or 3 yard loss.
Wound up making 2 to 3 yard gain.
Into 2 or 3 yard gain.
It's a good play. Good play.
Rockets moving again. Second down and we'll call it 8. So if you just
6:07 remaining,
yes,
in the half. This is exciting. That was a great play.
It is. It's like these back and forth games. Of course, I don't mind blowouts either, so you don't have to be stressed out so much. Man goes in motion again. Drain gets the snap. Drops back for a pass. He's got a man open. Oh, great recovery by the safety for Franklin County. Can't see what number that is.
Number 11?
Yeah, pass was intended for Michael Perry down the left sideline. Franklin County safety was pretty far away. I mean, he closed 8 or 9 yards there in just the last second or so.
Ball had a little extra air underneath it.
A little too much.
But good execution on the play, just didn't haul in the pass.
And I did like the play call.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of field on this side. They're on the right hash mark, coming down. Got running back, a couple wideouts, number 11 in motion, hands off to number two, running hard.
Takes the handoff to Manica up the middle, and then we had a receiver coming in motion, Brandon Davis, who eventually got the handoff. Shakes his way through a defender or two.
Forward progress down to about the 30-yard line.
Again, it looked like that was going to be stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Turns it into a little something. Oh, we got a flag.
We got a flag against Shelby County.
That's going to be holding against Shelby County, so they'll march that one back. Going to go all the way back to the 49.
That looks like a 15-yarder. Behind the play, they marked it off 10 yards from behind the line of scrimmage. So the ball is now on the 49-yard line of Franklin County.
It was 10 yards from the spot of the foul.
Third and 22.
Third and forever. Drain and shotgun. Gets the snap. Drops back. Has to roll out to his right. Gets flushed. Tucks and runs. And picks up 2 or 3 on the play, maybe. Not much going on there. That was great
probably
coverage by the quarterback.
17. They'll be punting here most likely.
Yeah, and you wondered, you know, do you want to maybe try a little pooch punt type of thing, or just could be even, you know, a fourth down attempt here.
It's on the 47.5.
He's going to be, looks like he'll be punting the ball from about the 43 or 44 yard line. At number 7, Johnny Rodriguez back to return the punt. Snap comes.
Kicks it right from the 45 yard line.
Pretty good kickoff.
Fumble on the return. By Franklin. Tackle. Here we go.
Well, the fumble on Johnny Rodriguez as far as the punt returner kind of got flipped backwards to about the seven or eight yard line, but he was able to get back there and recover the fumble and get a couple yards out of it.
Had Shelby County players right there. Just didn't happen to catch it. It bounced up back into his arms.
It's like the third play that just kind of went the opposite way for Shelby County. One little break here or there and could be a completely different ball game. Been hit with a little bit of bad luck early on.
We've got a long way to go here. See what happens. See if we can pin him back and get good field position.
So, where we got? About the 8 yard line. First and 10. Franklin County takes over after a great punt.
5:37 left in the half.
And he's got two backs in the shot in the backfield with the quarterback.
Hand off.
Gets a snap.
Hand it up the middle. Kicks it out to the right.
Wow.
A lot of Shelby County players right there waiting for him. Tackle, gain tackle by about four players.
Got him down eventually. Some quick feet on that back there. He was able to.
That's about 5 yards. Game number.
Fake going inside, juked it outside.
11-27-23, all on the play.
Been impressed with some of the moves from these backs there. They're able to bounce balls out and shed blockers and keep going.
They definitely look like they're getting tackled. Then all of a sudden, bam.
Yeah, you expect,
kick it out for a positive game.
You expect it to be a loss or 1 yard gain. They turn into 5 or 6. Shelby County, we click a press coverage. Snap comes, and it's handed off, run up to the left side. That was number 3, Denzel Vance on the carry. That's Michael Perry gets in on that tackle. Perry flew in there and clogged that up pretty quick. There was a nice little hole for a second. Perry stuck his head in there and got the player down. Brings up, was it 2nd down and 4? Franklin County on offense. Looks like it was a... I can't see what the clock says.
So it's 5:06 on 5:06. The clock, showing 1st and 10. But yeah,
that's,
1st and 10.
That's not correct. Snap comes.
Hand off in the middle. Franklin County's running pretty good. Bouncing out to the right again, all the way down to the 45-yard line. What a scamper that was!
It was looked like that number 5, Landon Hurst. Yep, wide receiver came around and got that Landon Hurst. Pretty strong run. Gets it all the way out to the 43 or 40. No, he gets it at the 45-yard line. 1st down and 10, Franklin County moving the ball. Then the shotgun again, takes a snap, and that's a design quarterback draw. He gets
look
up.
Look at that,
middle.
Once again. All right,
tackle.
Good tackle on that one. Number 3 takes him down.
Looks like he broke 2 or 3 tackles there. Till number 3, Keyshawn Catlett, able to come up and wrap him up and get him down after a 5-yard gain.
Tough running, let me tell you.
It really is. It's just... amazing to watch them run into a wall and then bounce it out every single time.
Both teams are making those extra yards after the initial contact.
See who wants it more.
That's exactly right.
Sanderson in the shotgun again. Back off to the right of him.
Ball is right at the 50-yard line.
Shelby County showing blitz. Get
quick
the man back
quick shot.
Screen pass. Great time for a screen pass, and it worked to perfection.
Come on, tackle him.
Dragon tacklers. Quick little screen pass, threw it about 3 or 4 yards and picks up about, going
to
be
close
maybe
to 20
or so.
Yeah, almost looks like a slow down to go fast type of deal. He caught that ball and he just waited.
Yeah, to let his blockers get out in front of him and let some of the Rockets kind of over pursue too.
Showing the ball on, what's that, 32?
About, yeah,
Shelby County 32. Franklin
Sanderson.
County is making a move here.
Yeah, Sanderson again in shotgun, one back offset to the right. He flips the
handoff. Shelby County covered. Beautiful. 23 trips him up. 11 put pressure on him. 23 tripped him up for loss.
Michael Perry again, who's played great on defense, flying around making plays. Got the first bit of pressure on him. Kind of held on to the jersey until we get some backup reinforcements there. And number 3, Keyshawn Catlett, helped get the sack.
And it's raging high down.
Yeah, it's really coming down. So we'll see if Sanderson is able to bounce back.
Showing
he drops back the pass.
Over the middle. Quick catch. Quick tackle. Great coverage.
There's the Shelby County defense we've been used to seeing this year.
44 is Manica?
No, that'd be Manica, yes.
He's everywhere tonight, folks. Offense and defense.
I thought it tried a little drag route over the middle, but Manica was all over. He wasn't having any of that.
Rain is really coming down now.
That's going to make third and 15, 14-ish.
Showing the ball on the 37.
Shotgun formation. One back off
great
to the right.
Great time to make the play right here.
Receiver goes in motion. Ball is snapped.
Right over the middle. A screen.
Another screen pass.
Oh, they catch it. They got good blocking up front.
He's still going. He's shedding
still
blockers.
Still going. Wow.
Shedding tacklers. Just chugging down. You think you get them stopped, and then there they go. That was a big, big gainer there. First down, Franklin County. 2:20 to go before halftime.
It's going to show the Shelby County grit right here.
Where you see what you're made of. Rain coming down. Big defensive stop here.
Hand off up the middle.
Not much going on there. 5 yards maybe.
Spotted about the 9 or 10-yard line.
So they can pick up a first down, I believe, before scoring a touchdown. It's hard to tell. And it looks like Shelby County, I think, has taken their first time out. So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Continuing to celebrate their 150th year in business, John Shannon and the Shannon Funeral Home staff invite the community to scoop, bounce, and dig. Come and join us this Sunday, September 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. for a free scoop of Comfy Cow ice cream, a couple of bouncies just for the kids, and an opportunity to do some research on your family tree. For family tree research, please try to call 633-1266 before Sunday to reserve a time slot, though we will do our best to accommodate the people who just show up that day. They'll be set up on the front lawns of Shannon Funeral Service and Bill Shannon's home at 1120 and 1124 Main Street. Come on by. Rain date is October 11th, 2015. Come by this Sunday as they continue the celebration of 150 years in business. Scoop, bounce, and dig. Shannon Funeral Service in Shelbyville.
Franklin County tried to roll out and pass the ball to the right. Ball was incomplete. Going to bring a third down. Got two wide receivers out, one in the slot.
Chop pack over the middle. Oh! What a play.
Wow.
Franklin County receiver catches the ball, gets hit immediately, pops it out of his hand, and a Franklin County, other Franklin County player is right there to receive it for a touchdown.
We talked about that earlier.
Incredible.
Just break
little breaks here and there.
Wow.
So, talk about being at the right place at the right time.
Exactly. So another touchdown by Franklin County on a kind of a wild play. Going to put them up 27-14 currently with the extra points.
Now, if my good friend Melissa Muniz was here, she would have been nuts on that play right there.
It was exciting. Unfortunately, not for us.
I mean, she would have been stomping like in a bit of rage, like, what?
Well, the crowd went nuts here as well. Rain is still coming down. Extra point is good. 28-14 Franklin County with 1:59 to go before halftime. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
All right, and we welcome you back. Just had the kickoff. Seaver Tandy, the kicker for Franklin County, kicked it deep. Kicked it to number 44, Malik Manica, who kind of a weird return. He started out with a head full of steam. Kind of ran towards the middle of the field.
And then he just slowed down.
You know, he's netted about the 20-yard line or so, breaks a tackle, gets it out, and comes up to about the 35 where he just kind of slowed down. It's like he thought the play was whistled dead.
That's what I thought. I thought the play was dead or called or something. But then all of a sudden he got another 5 or 10 yards, and then he got tackled out of bounds. So the ball was spotted at the 45-yard line for Shelby County.
Yeah, he looked around like.
It was a good return.
Yeah.
But he definitely didn't burn it down the left-hand line like he could have maybe.
I'm sure he had to. He had to think that the play was whistled dead or something.
He must have heard something.
That was very odd. But regardless, they're after the 45, so a nice return. Shelby County takes over.
Good position. We got a minute 48 right here to see what we can do here before halftime.
Yeah, Drain has one back behind him, three wide receivers. Harry started to go in motion. There's
two,
a flag
four,
on the
play. Six, eight, ten. How it look like? It's against Franklin County. One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah, 12 minutes.
Five yard penalty.
Yeah.
We first and five.
You take every yard you can get.
Absolutely.
Any way possible. 50-yard line, Rocket. With a minute 40, what we have, 45 on the clock?
148.
Harry goes
coming down again. Flip back to number 11, get ready for, well, it looked like he was going to pass the ball.
Yeah.
And now he does pass the ball. Oh!
Great defensive recovery.
Number three sliding on the right side, far side line, and just missed that pass. That would have been a great play for about 15, 20 yards.
Absolutely. Just a tad bit too far. Throw was by Michael Perry. Who
he had me pulled. Had me pulled. Looked like he was going to pass. Then he tucked it, ran
yeah,
a little bit, and then
sure
passed.
Yeah, went to the right side of the field. They seem to run to the right side more often than the left side tonight. Offensive line comes back up. Drain has one back behind him to the offset to the right a little bit. Three receivers now. One goes in motion. That's Perry in motion.
And off the Manica right up the middle. Tough yards, tackle. Whoa, you got good. That's good for first down, Shane.
It should be a first down.
That was from some tough running right there, right, right into the middle of the line.
Manica is like a locomotive there, just kind of went right through the middle and put his head down and dared anybody to step in front of him.
Smash mouth football.
It is. Franklin County looked like they were making sure he didn't bust through because they brought a couple of reinforcements. Took three people to get him down.
Looks like a short timeout here.
I think there's
a minute 32 remaining.
Yes, it'll be first down Shelby County at the 40, their own 45-yard line, 1:32 on the clock. Halftime. Trailing by two scores. This is a big possession. They need to get on the board here.
They're showing some aggressiveness here. That's good.
It's a little like we talked about. They just had a couple unlucky moments, you know, a couple bad breaks. Could have gone either way and just happened to go right for Franklin County. That last touchdown being tipped all over the place in the end zone and finally
right into the guy's hands.
Here we go. Drain.
11 in motion. Hand off to Manica up the middle, right side. Cutting back to the left. Ball's on the ground. Franklin County recovers.
Now, man.
Man.
Had it going. It looked like there might have been a face mask. Manica kind of got spinned around on the tackle.
No flag on the field.
No flag, but he got spun around and just was at a weird angle, and then the ball popped out. Franklin County player was right there in the perfect spot. It bounced up into his hands. He got about 6 yards on the return.
That's a tough break right there. Shelby County was definitely on the march, showing aggressiveness, broke through, power running, ball pops out.
It's a game of inches, they say. All right, so now the problem is you got Franklin County with a minute 22, which is plenty of time for them to score.
Ball on there, 48. Good field position here.
Absolutely. Pivotal part of the game right here, I think, for the defense. We'll see if they can step up and answer the challenge here.
This is Tom Brady type of, you know, time left on the clock right here.
Yeah.
Let's just hope that it doesn't work, though.
I'm surprised it took you this long before we get the first Patriots or Tom Brady reference. I'm proud of you, Paul.
Hey.
And on the snap.
Right up the middle. Oh, looked like covered again by Franklin County on the 37-yard line.
Wow. Anderson takes the snap, hands it off to the back who shoots up the middle, gets about 6 quick yards, gets hit, and the ball squirts forward. But it was recovered by Franklin County.
They're getting some serious
every
yards
lucky
after
break.
The fumble.
Yeah, every
this
lucky
is second
break.
Or third time now. That's incredible.
First and 10 from the 39. Mm-hmm. Quarterback takes his snap.
Drop back to pass.
Got to be another screen pass.
Right over the middle.
Well defended. Number 54 there. That's Nick Conrad. 5 foot, was it?
64. Shelby County. Defended that well.
64, not 54. Daniel Glass. It's a great job.
Great coverage. Not realized
it was a screen, backed up a little bit, jumped, and got a bat, you know, batted ball. Didn't look like he was going to be able to get much out of that play if it was completed, but still, the way the players have been bouncing off tackles, we don't even want to chance it. Three wide outs, near side of the field, one back, all set to the right of Sanderson. Gets the snap, drops back, he's looking to pass.
Back, going down the right sideline.
Wide open.
Wide open.
That's going to be out of bounds.
He caught it, but he was out of bounds by about a foot.
Excellent all around. It was an excellent catch.
Wow. Incredible.
Defense. I believe it was Catlin on the defense over there. Came down out of bounds, not by much, maybe a...
I'm talking a
six
foot.
6 inches.
If that.
Very close, but regardless, it's going to bring up third down for the Flyers.
We need a play right here. Minute and three showing on the clock. Ball was positioned on the 39-yard line.
Now would be a good time for one of those pick sixes that Shelby County's been pretty good at.
Yeah, I used to like watching Zach Muniz cutting off the edge. Chasing the quarterback, that's what we need right here.
There we go. Maybe you can get your wish here. Five wide, nobody behind Sanderson. He's
throwing it to the left side. Oh, got a beat on him. Come on, tackle him. Wow. And he's still going. Unbelievable.
Well, we just can't get any kind of luck going tonight as far as these 50-50 type plays. It looks like
that's incredible.
Uncanny how they're getting away from these tacklers.
5 or 6 yard loss, definitely in the sights. All of a sudden, it's a 15, 18 yard game where they've spawned the ball.
It's the ball down to, what is that, 29, just inside the 30 maybe?
Wow, 29 yard line, 28.
Shelby County defense is really starting to respect this passing game. Look how far back the secondary's playing.
That's incredible. They're not even up on the guys. They're
giving 10 yard cushion.
At least 10 yards. Yep, right at 10 yards, 9, 10 yards. He's
one back, offset to the right of Sanderson.
Running to the left, back. Bouncing out to the left. They got a beat on him. Still makes it for about 4 or 5 on the game.
So, positive yardage, but that was a good job tackling there
good
for
coverage.
The Rockets.
Who was that made the play? Good pursuit.
Kind of hard to tell.
I can't see on the far side of the field there. 55. Good coverage.
Jordy or Soto.
Good coverage. Good pursuit. Still got about 5 on the play. I think they're showing 2nd and 6.
We got a timeout?
Yeah, they're the only ones that had timeouts left. I think Franklin used all them.
Yeah, I think it was only a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay here.
I'll tell you what, there's good representation here by the fans. Both Shelby County, they've got umbrellas all the way around the far fence, as well as some folks in the stands. Probably about 30-40% of the stands are full. End zone, quite a few people. Franklin County over here has good representation, too. Shelby County Band is out there on the track getting ready for halftime.
It is. The fans have, you know, traveled pretty well. While it doesn't look across the field like there's, you know, a ton of Shelby County fans, there were some down here in this right corner.
All along that fence right over there.
Right. They're just kind of scattered about everywhere. So. All right, we're back to play here. Quarterback has two backs. One goes in motion.
Get all the pass to the right-hand side. Look at the ball. Oh, dropped the ball in the end zone.
Excellent throw by Sanderson over the right shoulder of the receiver, who was about a step or two in front of the defender.
17 on the coverage.
That was we got lucky there. There's a little bit of positive luck for us. Ball was thrown very well right over top of the right shoulder of the receiver. Hit him in his hands, and he just dropped it. So the Rockets get a little bit of luck on this one. Brings up third down. 41 or 44 seconds to go before halftime. Rockets trail, 28-14. Sanderson has one back offset to his right, three wide receivers. Gets a snap. He's dropped back.
Another pass. Come on, get him.
We got a flag down. Pretty good holding by the offensive line at first, and then it just kind of broke down. Shelby County was able to get a little bit of pressure and flush
the quarterback. At least we got that call there, Shane. We got holding on Franklin County, pushing back. What's that, 10 yards?
That's going to come back 10 yards, bring up third and 14.
That's good. Better than third and 4.
Absolutely. And
better field position, too, for us.
Makes any kind of field goal attempt not very easy, obviously. Of course, any field goal in the rain is not going to be easy, no matter how close or how far you are. So that's going to march it back to the, 39-yard line? 38? Third and to Lawrenceburg for a first down. Got three receivers, one back offset again to the right. Sanderson gets the snap. He's looking to pass again. Got it back over here. He's getting flush. He's got to run. Fakes a pass, a little shovel pass. Gets a few positive yards there, but no threat. Click Jordan Staten got the tackle. Clock is going to run out, I believe. That will be the end of the first half. They were not able to get that play off. So the Rockets trail 28-14. Been a up-and-down first half already. And so we will take a quick timeout on 93.3 WXLN-FM.